once again, we are having some car talks. I am sitting in traffic, so if there are any odd noises you hear in the background, that's what it is. It's been on my mind a little bit of how to get things done. And I know that sounds kind of funny whenever you say, what do you mean how to get things done? But when you're trying to build a business and you have a full-time job, you feel like you don't have time anywhere to do anything because you're trying to make sure that you're eating good, you're trying to make sure you're going to the gym, you're trying to make sure that you have time to build that business as well as work the hours that you need because you need the income. And it's a lot. It is a lot. It's very hard to stay consistent with everything. And a lot of times, because I'm pretty hard on myself and have a high expectation of things, I feel like I end up letting myself down, and I have to stop and give myself grace and say, no, you've done a lot today. And so I wanted to kind of talk about a little bit how you can work things into your business and doing things that are scary, because I had to reevaluate something recently, and it was not necessarily the easiest decision to make, but it was the right decision to make. So first, let's talk about how you can incorporate your business in the beginning in your life until it becomes a larger part of your life, and that will lead into making those hard decisions that are scary as heck. When you decide that you want to build a business and you have a side business, even if it's just a side hustle initially that turns into a full-blown business where you do end up being able to quit your day job, you have to remember that you have to work it into your life where you can, because you do have to rely on that full-time job. So right now, I work about 40 hours, and I am still very adamant about wanting to and am all seriousness about building my team so that I can build that business, so I do have that residual income, so I do have those leaders on my team that we can build together. And the times that I have to do that are in the morning when I wake up a little bit earlier, where I can focus on building that business. When I'm on my break at work, I take a few minutes, make sure that I post something, go through any comments or any messages that I have sent to me, deal with that. On the lunch that I have at work, or the dinner lunch, whatever, depending on what hours you work. On the lunch break that I have, I do the same thing. Sorry guys, it's very early this morning. Anyway, on my lunch break, I do the same thing. I make sure that I'm checking those things. I'm keeping the algorithm up. I'm doing my post. I'm interacting with people. I'm answering messages about the business. I'm communicating with my leaders on my team. And then whenever I get home, there is, of course, always that time that I set aside. Probably the biggest thing that I think that people don't think about is you do have to put it and fit it into the nooks and crannies of your life. So like if you have 5 extra minutes while you're waiting for your kids to come out and get into your car in the car line, you have time to answer a message about Thrive, or about whatever your business is. If you have, an extra 5-10 minutes while you're waiting at the grocery store because it's a really long line, you have an extra couple of minutes to answer about your business. And on top of that, it's not just the mobile messages that you deal with, it's also the interaction that you have with those people as well. Like, you never know who you're going to meet and who's going to be your next customer or your promoter. And you have to keep that in mind as have to remember that. Everywhere is also an opportunity. Any place, any time is an opportunity for you to work your business. One of the pitfalls that I had whenever I first started was not understanding exactly what working my business was. And so I felt like by the end of the day, okay, so I made a few posts, like I didn't do a whole lot. It's not always going to feel like a whole lot. Some days you don't have that full communication where you're like working on getting a new customer, you're working on getting a new promoter and getting them set up. The goal is to consistently have that happening, but in the beginning, you're not always necessarily going to have that. Sometimes you do have those days where it feels like you didn't do enough. But if you showed up, if you're still educating yourself, if you are still answering those questions, if you are still checking in with your team, you're still working your business. In the very beginning of everything, it always feels a lot different than what it's going to. And a lot of times we look at these people who have had success in this world and in this business where we're like, we're not there. That's the expectation, and that's what we have in the back of our minds, knowing that we're going to end up working it that way. But we don't always think about what it looks like in the beginning. And then you start to have these panic moments, and you start to feel lost, and you start to think, am I doing this correctly? Am I doing the right thing? And the thing is, you show up every day, you educate yourself, you work it into your nooks and crannies of your life, and you're doing your job. Eventually, because it is not a quick fix, it does not happen overnight, you are going to gain that momentum and you are going to put yourself in the position where you are doing it more and more and more. So, with that being said, knowing that you work it into the nooks and crannies of your life, there's something that a lot of people don't understand. This is not a quick fix, like I just said, so this does not happen overnight. So this is a long-term thing. You are building this for your future. Now, with building it into your life and working it into your life, you do also have to give up some things. And when I say you have to give up some things, if you want to work it as a side hobby and you don't want to give up anything, then you're going to make side hobby money. And that's fine. That's fine if that's what you want. But if you want more than that, if you want to quit your day job, if you want to quit working those nights and you want to be home with your babies, if you want to quit working 50 hours a week at a job where all you can think about is how many other things that you could be doing and how much more money you could be making and how much more life you could be experiencing, and you want to be home and you want to be on vacation while other people are working because you sacrificed, you have to be okay with sacrificing in the beginning to have that later. So that means that time that you would normally be watching a funny show to numb out on Netflix, or that time that you would be choosing to blare your music while you numb out to that instead of listening to an audiobook or listening to a podcast, those times that you choose not to plug into extra trainings that you can find, those times that you choose not to hop on that Zoom, you're robbing yourself, and that's what you have to choose to give up. You have to choose to take that time to hop on that Zoom, and you have to choose to take that time to do that training and look over that training. Nobody is going to, like, you are your business. You are the leader. You are the CEO. You are the person who tells people what to do, as in yourself. You're not going to have anybody there. Your leaders are not going to babysit you. And if they do, I'm sorry to tell you, you're not going to have the success that you want, because you're only going to know what to do for them. So if you can't learn how to do it for yourself, if you can't learn how to coach yourself, if you can't learn how to direct yourself and do right and wrong and the things that you know that you need to do for your business, you're not going to have success. Because you are an entrepreneur in this business, which means you work for yourself, which means you are the boss, which means you make the rules. And so it requires you to be okay with having that sacrifice if you want those long-term goals to be hit. If you actually want that residual income, if you want to have your income at that level. the best way that I have found, and a lot of people have found in this business, to work their business, because you do set your own time frame, is to block. Wow, I just forgot the word, but you time manage in blocks. So basically you say, okay, I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning when I would normally get up at 8 a.m. And for this first hour that I'm going to wake, I'm going to do nothing but things that work my business. And then on my lunch break today, for 30 minutes, I'm going to work my business while I eat. And then for 30 minutes after I get home today, I get off of work at 6. I have an hour drive time. I get home. It will be 7. At 8:30, I'm going to work my business for 30 minutes. And then I'm going to start my nighttime routine so that I can get up again at 6 a.m. and do it all over. You have to plan out your day, because if you don't have a plan, if you don't know what you're going to be doing that day, you're not going to have success, because you're going to be floundering. You're going to be wondering, when can I do this? And then you're going to feel like you don't know what the heck you're doing. Another pro tip for that, while you're planning out your days, while you're block timing your life, basically, choose to spend some of your time setting up your content. Because if you have content ready to go and you are planning to use that lunch break while you're at work to post that content, or to use that content, it's a lot easier to have it already done and ready to go than it is to try to sit there on your 30-minute break and get that content ready. Because by the time you get it ready, you're probably going to have missed half of your lunch because you were so focused on creating it, and then barely get it posted, or barely get it up, or barely get it used by the time your break is over. And then that leaves you with this sense of, did I do enough? So while you are building your business, you have to remember that there are going to be things that you sacrifice, and you have to be okay with it. But I'm telling you right now, there's not ever a time where I sacrificed something and I didn't feel better for it in the end, because I got more out of that training. I got so much more hype out of that training than I would have out of that Netflix show, or out of the song that I've heard 3,000 times that I decided to put on again. It just takes a lot, and I think that a lot of people forget that. And so it's just a huge thing that you have to go into it remembering that. The other part of that in sacrificing things is to really look at what is serving you. When I first heard this phrase, I didn't understand what it meant. So, and I know that I have mentioned this once before, like a while ago, and I think in my stories on Instagram, but since we're here and this is possibly going to reach a wider audience for a longer period of time, when I first heard this phrase, I was like, what do you mean what serves me? How do I know it serves me? Okay. Does it work for you? Bottom line, does it work for you? Is it something that aligns with you? Is it something that you're happy with? Is it something that is going to bring you in some profit of some kind? Are you going to benefit from it? Because if you are not going to benefit from it, if it does not align with you, if it does not feel good, if it does not bring you profit, it does not serve you. It's like whenever somebody tells you to do something and you know that there's a better way to do it, and they're like, no, you have to do it this way. And all you could think is, why are we doing it this way? It's more effective if I do it this way, because then I can move on faster to do something else. Doing it the way they want you to do it doesn't serve you. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. So, one of the things that I recently had to look at is what I'm working. Now, I have, since the entire world shut down, I was furloughed from my job, and I love making magic at Walt Disney World, I really do, but I was furloughed for almost a year, and as somebody who was used to that income, of course I decided to start building my side business, but that does take time, and I knew that I wasn't going to get that money right away. You know, I knew it was going to be, I'm building this, so I had to get a part-time job. Well, thinking about what I had going on in my life, I got a part-time job at Starbucks because I had previously worked for the company. So, I also got a seasonal position at Target as well during holiday time because everybody has bills they have to pay. You can't just live off of unemployment. It doesn't work like that. Unemployment runs out. The whole point is you get a job. So while I'm trying to build my business, I have to make sure that I am taking care of myself, because if I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of anybody else. So that means I have to make sure I can put food on my table. That means that I have to make sure that I can pay my utilities and my rent, all the things. That is not spending money. That is not, I can go now buy 400 new pairs of shoes. That's, I have to take care of my basics. So, I picked up jobs, and while working my Thrive business and my side business and my MLM and whatever you want to call it as an entrepreneur, I was also working. And as I got called back to work to make some more magic at Walt Disney World, it became this evaluation of, I'm working these hours, it's in this set time frame, is it going to benefit me to keep this other job? Now, I want to mention that anytime you make a decision like that, that is a big life decision. It's not one that is to be made easily. Sometimes it's easier to make those decisions than it is to not make those decisions. No entrepreneur ever, I don't care who you are, okay? No entrepreneur who is smart has ever just made a rash decision of, I'm going to stop the stream of income. Most millionaires have multiple streams of income, okay? I do understand saying that I am not a millionaire right now. But most millionaires have multiple streams of income. Now, with that being said, you have to make sure all your bases are covered, that you can take care of yourself, that you can pay your utilities, that you can pay your basics. You can cover your basics and you're living. So, I had to evaluate if the hours that I was working for the higher pay would benefit me to continue to try to work my business and build my business and still try to make it to this, still try to make it to this side job. And the side job was no longer my main focus anymore because I have been called back to my full-time job. And I had to make a really hard decision. It didn't feel good, but I knew that it was the right one. And the reason that I knew that it was the right one is because when I looked at it, the hours that I would be working a few days a week at this side job wouldn't benefit me more if I just picked up more than if I just picked up a couple extra hours at work. Because not only is the pay more at my full-time job, but by the time I got home from all the hours that I was working at my full-time job and went on to work the side job and then try to work my business, I was exhausted. You know, I had exhausted myself mentally, and so even though physically I was okay and I could do things, I didn't want to necessarily, like, there was that exhaustion of, I don't want to deal with more people. And you don't ever want to go into your business like that. And it's hard if you are doing that to yourself. You know, I'm not saying that you can't have multiple jobs and still work this business. What I'm saying is you need to take a look at what you're doing and make sure that it serves you. Because if you are going to a job that's not benefiting you, if you are cutting into your time that makes working your business counterproductive, just because there's a safety net there and it feels like a safety net, you have to realize that sometimes there's a bigger, more secure safety net and you're just not letting yourself have that. So I thought it was kind of funny because as I realized that this was something that I had to give up and that I couldn't actually, it wasn't, not only was it not serving me, but it wasn't fair to my baristas that I worked with for me to always try to get my shifts covered because it wasn't aligning with my schedule, because of the hours that they were working me. So, it is one of those things where I realized that it was just a very counterproductive, for my business that I'm trying to build that ultimately I'm going to retire with. And the hours that I'm currently working, plus the money, plus it being fair or unfair to my coworkers, who I care about dearly. Trust me, we work at a very, very busy coffee house. We have a very busy location. And so it's not fair if I don't show up for my shift. And I love them enough and I care about them enough to know that. And even though I'm decided to leave, that is a position that can be filled. So they might not have me for a minute, but they're going to have somebody else. So whenever you're having to make those life decisions like that, know that it feels really scary, but then comes a relief because you are taking that safety net that feels very secure and safe, and you're replacing it with another safety net that's more secure and that's larger. Everything about building your own business is scary. Everything about building your own business feels very uncertain. And then you start doing it more and you know that that's your calling and that's what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm telling you right now, I heard a sermon a couple of weeks ago and it's never felt more, like every time I listen to my pastor, I know he's talking to me. And God knows that I meant to hear it, but it's one of those things that it's just that extra reassurance of this is what you're supposed to be doing. You know, he said, if you're not doing your calling, God's going to keep putting it on your heart for you to do that calling until you finally do it, because that's what you're meant to do. That's what you're supposed to be doing in your life, and that's what you're going to fulfill. So, I just wanted to put this out there for you guys today as some quick tips on, you know, feeling like you're doing the right thing, how to work your business whenever you're full-time and you're not full-time with your business yet, and all the things, and just to give you some reassurance in your life. So I hope that you got something out of this. I hope that you continue to work your business, and I hope that you guys have a great day. Hey guys, it's Sarita with Real Talks and Hard Love. I hope that you guys enjoy this segment today. Sorry for any interruptions in there. It's very early morning as I'm recording this, but there's just some thoughts that weighed on my mind that, of course, I had to share with you guys. So if you want to leave any comments about anything, if you want to get in touch with me and you have more questions, you can find me on Instagram with handle Real Talks Hard Love. Real Talks and Hard Love, as well as Facebook. So I hope to see you out there. I hope this helps you. I hope you grow from it. I hope that it helps you make the best decisions for your life.